All right.
Top three worst episodes. Go.
Oh, shit.
Let's pull up the spreadsheet.
I have a spreadsheet. Complete with a column of people who are not asked back on the show. So I can just see which of those shows.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Is there
now
one episode where there's like, oh shit, all the panelists.
I was thinking about that.
Oh really? Oh wow, man.
Is there one of those? Now I'm going to check once we're done.
Tonight could be the night. Who knows?
Oh no.
It should be a one-off episode, just the unbookables.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
In this upper decking episode of The Stab Show, Pop-Ocalypse's Brett Stelz.
So sorry.
Is a little late to digging his fallout shelter for this election season, but he's pretty sure he'll get it done by Tuesday morning. Sharks Barksley's Bernie Bakhtashian has to eat all of their leftover Halloween candy when no trick-or-treaters showed up last night, or at least knocked hard enough that they believed they really wanted candy. And Stab Show favorite Jacqueline Wyan isn't sure if you were being serious or sarcastic, and now really wants out of this conversation. All the while, me, your host Jesse Jones, has to plan a surprise birthday party for all the neighborhood stray cats that's going to wow the Homeowners Association. All of this and so much more tonight on Stab. Now let's dive right into the show with segment one. It's reorganization. With just 4 days until the... With just 4 days until the election, it's kind of hard to focus because democracy. So I'm looking for any cutesy little distraction or lack of reminder I can find that things could potentially go horribly predictable. Or, you know, maybe I should just relax and settle in for the return of the 1800s. I mean, simpler times, right? Anyway, today's reorganization is Jeff. Just J-E-F, Jeff. Just the Jefferson City, Missouri Memorial Airport abbreviation code. J-E-F. It's silly. An airport named Jeff? That's not horrifying. Well, as quickly as we just got a little glimpse of joy, immediately forget what we might understand J-E-F to stand for, and instead give me who or what else J-E-F might stand for or represent to you. Brett Stelz, let's hear your J-E-F.
Well, yeah, you see there, Jesse, it's a well-known fact that there are no adult film stars by the name of Jeff, any spelling of Jeff, really.
Oh, even the G?
Even the G.
All right.
And that's because of some industry insider language, actually. Most of these performers are young and attractive, and when they get to work on set, their hormones are take over, making it nigh impossible for them to hear a damn thing on set, let alone when a director yells cut. Mm. So they came up with a simple and easy-to-use word.
Okay.
Tell the performers to, you know, pause, hydrate, separate for a little bit. They use Jeff, which stands for Jesus, enough fucking, to help break the mood on set, allowing for performers and directors to clear the air and refocus on the task at hand.
All right, sure. I imagined it was just like a squirt bottle. Just come on, get off it.
Like two cats. Get off. Stop. Stop doing it. Stop it. Jesus, enough fucking.
Get out of that other person. Sorry. Thank you, Brett. Thank you. Straight to the point. That's how we like it. Bernie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What have you got in way of your first ever prompt, a reorganization of JEF?
Yeah, Jesse, I'm hearing that you're feeling a little unsure, a little nervous, and... Anytime you need anything, some advice for that, you hit up Jeff.
Okay.
Not Jeff, the guy on the street. Mm. Jeff, the local jaded, eerie fortune teller. She's been telling fortunes since the Roman Empire. And frankly, she's sick of everyone's petty-ass problems. Jeff sits in her cluttered, candlelit parlor with a crystal ball that she mostly uses as a paperweight. Her third eye is permanently rolled back in a state of existential boredom. Clients leave her parlor half amused, half confused. They were expecting mystical omens and heartfelt wisdom, not a psychic who ends every session with "life's a joke, kid. It's your job to find the punchline." Though she'd never admit it, every now and then, Jeff has a moment of sincerity. She'll pause, sigh, and say, "Listen, life's gonna throw all sorts of nonsense at you, but at least you're still here to throw it back."
You know what?
If a client has a particular worthwhile endeavor they're seeking reflection on, she may pass over a name and a number, because over the years, she actually has become pretty well connected. She'll then shake off any trace of sentiment, muttering, "Ugh, don't tell anyone I helped you with that."
Oh. Yeah. Poor jaded fucking fortune teller. Yeah. I just couldn't stop imagining throughout all of that. Just after every turn of a card, just a... This fucking thing. How many fucking wands do you need? cups. Got it. Sure.
They're half whatever.
inverted. Awesome. Cool. Thank you, Bernie. So good. Welcome to the party. Jacqueline. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. One would assume, since you were asked, that you that you have a Jeff as well. So let's hear what you got. J-E-F.
Good instincts.
Yeah.
Hey, cubicle buddy. How's your first day going? I know, it's a lot to learn, but we have a great team here. So anything you need, you just let me know, okay? So do they already go over with you the paid company holidays? Yeah, there used to be more, but someone complained. I know, I said the same thing. Just enjoy the time off. You don't have to be all woke about it. Well, no, it wasn't like a federally recognized holiday. No, not a religious one. It was like... Okay, so three Fridays a year, we leave work at noon and go to the Arby's across the street, and we just share super dank memes with each other. We made up a joke name that kind of stuck, and even though it was really funny, Barbara complained to HR, and now we don't get Jeffrey Epstein Fridays anymore. God, I hate women.
I'm just looking for reasons to be offended. And that's on you. That's on you. Susan, I assume. I didn't remember the name. I'm just going to assume it's Susan. thank you, Jacqueline. Let's meet our gosh darn panel. Hey, Brett.
Hey,
sorry.
Jesse.
I
just the lights.
Out.
It's a little, yeah, yeah, it's all good.
What is this godforsakenly named thing that you...
Okay, seriously, even my writing partner's like, what the fuck's the name of our website again? I'm like, it's not good if you can't say it. Yeah. It's a portmanteau.
Yes.
Not
no,
even
we
Manto,
get it.
But a portmanteau.
We get it.
Pop culture, yeah.
Pop-ocalypse.
See, when you're not thinking about it, it
yeah.
just rolls.
When I'm not on the spot,
yeah.
It's still not great. But
yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. So we're going to crowd, I think 2025, we're going to crowdsource it.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's memorable.
It's something.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
It's a collection of musings about, you know, pop culture in general, mm-hmm. you know. Do you want to read like a 300-page thesis on Netflix? I have that.
Oh, man.
Exactly. It's what everybody's looking for, right? If you're looking for, if you're having
somnia.
Everybody
put your phones away.
Yeah.
Everybody put your phones away.
Just calm down.
Wait till the end of the show.
No, but also we do like weird shit where we did, for Halloween, we put up a couple different playlists. You have to guess what iconic horror film character we're telling the story of with the song titles.
Sure, sure. And you... did mention the writing partner. You've got a pilot that you're in the...
We've got a pilot that
work
we're...
of rewriting?
That we have rewritten God knows how many times now. We're still sending
it
out
goes.
There. That's how it goes, exactly. And now we're doing the fun thing of like spinning plates of like different other creative writing projects where it's like, you know, well, let's just do Golden Girls, but they, you know, solve murder mysteries with Murder, She Wrote. See, there we go.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
You want to invest?
Surprise there... yeah. Surprise there wasn't... A Murder, She Wrote Golden Girls crossover episode.
It's going to happen pretty soon here,
yeah.
so.
Yeah. All right. Well, awesome.
Thank
I just
you.
Remembered it is November 1st, and I meant to write. It's National Novel Writing Month, everybody.
This,
we know that?
This got me writing, so thank you.
There you go. Well, I guess I wrote a couple lines for it. It doesn't matter. Thank you, Brett. Good to have you. Bernie!
Hey!
Hi there!
Hello!
Good to have you.
Great to be here.
You're here mostly first Saturdays for some improv-in.
Yes, I am, Sharks Barksley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A Windhouse comedy production.
It sure is.
It's short form, mostly?
Yes, short form improv, lots of fun, and we have a very disasterly theme where we go on an adventure and roll dice to determine the games we're going to play.
Yeah. So you've got like categories of games, but we don't know exactly which ones you're going to play each night.
It's a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, saw you on the show, enjoyed you, and thought I'd give you a chance here with the writings, the actual pre-prepared comedies.
I know.
So I hope you had fun.
I'm currently having fun.
Okay. Okay. That sounds like it was a bit of a process getting here then.
Sure was, but here we are. And what joy.
All right. All right. It's the thing about the Stab Show. It's never done being written until you're reading it. So
yes, and to be clear, this is, as more than one person in this room I'm gonna assume can relate, more related to the childhood trauma of homework.
Yes,
with ADHD. Yes. More this than is... your show, because it is delightful. So what? I just want to clear the air there.
Oh no. This is the homework show.
Yeah,
this is, we give you a day and a half, 2 days if you're lucky, to write a bunch of stuff. I wonder how many people I've traumatized over the years.
Check that spreadsheet.
Clack, clack. Well, good to have you. We'll hear just the fear in the readings as it comes along. Welcome to the show. Jacqueline.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I don't think anybody else asked.
We look dead in the eyes on that one. I'm sorry, Jesse. Jesus.
No, that's all right. You doing anything else creative-wise at the moment?
Not really.
Good for you. Good for you. Have an actual life.
Just got back from Vegas.
Oh, nice. Any particular reason or just
work.
To... Oh, work?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay, yeah.
Had a work trip to Vegas? Time. I had a very bad time.
Yeah. A work trip to Vegas doesn't sound great.
There's a workers' compensation convention.
Ooh.
But it seems fitting to have that in Vegas for some reason. Like, it's a weird gamble of sorts. Yeah.
Yeah. So many. You sit outside casinos waiting for guys in motorcycles to fall. Yeah.
We were staying at one of those casino hotels that is attached to like four other casino hotels. Mm. And so like you really have to work to breathe air like outside. And like by day three. So, okay. First day we noticed all these oxygen bars posted up and we're like, it's stupid. But like day two, day three, I'm like, give me some of that.
Get it now.
I was feeling bad.
Oh yeah. I keep forgetting people still smoke.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It always blows my mind when, like, somebody in the car ahead of me, see them just smoke coming out, and it's just cigarettes.
People still do that?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That was me 4 years ago.
Well, good for you, though.
Well, thank you.
And then when they throw the cigarette butt out still, that's another doozy. It's like, I thought we all agreed.
Yeah. So what?
On the environment.
Oh, that's, you didn't get the memo on that one?
A lot of dissenters.
I have super mixed feelings about being around cigarettes because half of me is like disgusting and the other half is like, let me smell it.
It depends on the season.
Yeah. Let me just smell your fingers really quickly. It's not weird, right?
Oh, sorry. Sorry for the lingering, crippling addictions. Let's get back into the time. And segment two, it's pickup lines. Dating is a weird aspect of human existence. Well, all animals, really. Though I'm not sure if dating exists the same way for the animal kingdom. I certainly hope not. I'd hate to think of a turtle mustering up enough courage to put themselves out there for another turtle, only to be rejected, or worse, spend years of their turtle life in an unsatisfying relationship just because river rent is too expensive to handle on your own. I don't know. And now I've made myself sad again. Pickup lines! Yes, in pickup lines. You're expected to give us three, parentheses, the number three, close parentheses, pickup lines to or from the following things. So let's find some slow, clumsy turtle love. So we go 1-1-1, 2-2-2, three times around. Brett. Oh, speaking of, I knew this was coming. I didn't realize we would segue into it so perfectly.
Oh,
Brett, let's hear a pickup line to or from a pizza place that still has a cigarette vending machine inside.
How timely.
Just because my floors are greasy doesn't mean I'm easy.
Yeah, I think it does, though. No, don't do that.
No, don't do that. Okay, all right. Too much. Get it now.
Yeah.
It's a family show.
I don't imagine anybody still has, but I just remember I remember seeing a cigarette vending machine in a pizza place way after it should have still had one. So it stuck with me.
Was it Roma's Pizzeria?
Mm,
I feel like that place might actually have been. Still have one.
I think it was like a Straw Hat or something.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Franchise.
Yeah. Sure. Bernie, first three pickup lines to or from a shy spider.
Oh, dear. It seems like I've caught you in my web.
Oh.
I suppose I'm going to have to mend that. She's shy and she's a spider, so she doesn't know how to flirt.
Oh. That's fair.
Whoops. Whoops on purpose.
Jacqueline, let's hear your first of three pickup lines to or from someone who gets embarrassed when having to buy feminine hygiene products for female members of their family.
I'd say you're the wind beneath my wings, but that makes me think of buying maxi pads for my mom. Ew!
Yes. Very straightforward.
Ooh, gross.
Ooh, my mom's place. Brett, second time around, pick up line to or from a pizza place that still has a cigarette vending machine inside.
Unlike the coin stuck in the jukebox, I pull out.
No, it's appropriately bad. That's
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah,
you're nailing it. I just don't like how.
My work here is done.
Yeah, yeah. It's unfortunate that you have 3/5 of the show left. Bernie, second time around, pick up line to or from a shy spider.
This is to the shy spider, and it's a man who the spider bit and definitely doesn't want to fuck, but the man still wants to try to fuck. Is the poison kicking in, or am I just paralyzed by your beauty?
My spider sense is tingling and says, we want to fuck.
I'm sorry. Jacqueline, second pickup line to or from someone who gets embarrassed when having to buy feminine hygiene products for female members of their family.
Hey, girl, how would you like to buy a box of ultra-thin liners for my sister? Because I don't want to do that, but she needs them.
Love finds a way. And let's finish up our pickup lining, Brett, with your third of three. Pickup lines to from pizza place still has a cigarette vending machine sign.
I may be no lucky strike, but I could turn your Marlboro red. Was not sure how that one was going to land, honestly. I was like, I need a third.
No.
This is it.
I was completely sure. Just
there
cringing. Because the only way you turn that marble red is too much friction.
I know.
And it's dry
no,
friction.
No, nobody wants that.
It's bad.
What are we, 15? Come on.
You're bad.
Thank you. Bernie, third of three pickup lines to or from a shy spider.
Hey, yo, long legs. Let me be your daddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
And that works in other fields as well. It's a compliment. I don't know. And Jacqueline, let's wrap up our pickup lines with your third of three. To or from someone who gets I'll stop doing that. Someone who gets embarrassed when having to buy feminine hygiene products for female members of their family.
I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave. I also hate it when my aunt makes me buy her douche.
Fair.
He knows what he wants and doesn't want.
Yeah. He's got very clear lines. Moving on. It's segment three. It's campaign trail. Sorry. I had to. All right. This is it. The home stretch. Where we, as a people, will scream to the whole of the world just how stupid we are. Or just how stupid we almost were. Regardless, nothing good comes from elections. And I hate them. I hate them so much. But here we are. So we might as well mock the democratic institution as we slowly sink into the sea. And in campaign trail, it's your job to give us a campaign speech from the following candidates vying for your support in their pursuit of a particular office, post, or platform. Brett Stultz, let's make it local. You are the downtown ice rink running for mayor of Winter Fun in Sacramento.
I started as a simple ice rink. But because of your continued patronage, I've become more than a simple ice rink. I've become your downtown ice rink. Mm-hmm. But winter is coming, and with your help, I can make this a winter of nonstop fun in Sacramento. Our winters may be short, intermittent, and did I mention short? But they can be so much more. They can be fun. Now, don't ask me how they'll be fun, because I can't say too much or else it won't be fun. But trust me, there's going to be a lot of fun. In fact, if you elect me as mayor of Winter Fun in Sacramento, there's going to be so much fun that we might just get arrested for all the fun we're having. But if I'm mayor, you can't arrest me. And if you're friends with the mayor, well, let's just say the fun will never end. We're going to have so much fun that people will say we put the fun in fundamentalists. Got to read the room on that one.
Almost seems like they didn't really have a platform.
Yet I'm leading in the polls. It's
just
weird.
Just saying fun as much as possible and you're all excited.
Yes.
Thumb point fun. Ugh. I've never been. Or wait, did I like forever and ever ago? I can't remember. It just seems cold. I don't know.
And not fun.
Well, that's not what I hear. I hear it's super fun. From the ice rink itself. And he would know. Thank you, Brett. I probably won't go again this year. It's not your fault. But you didn't help. Bernie. I actually had this on. I've got a list of prompts. Sometimes I'll just sit there and write future prompts. Because sometimes I don't want to write. And I think this one has been around since last Halloween, so I'm glad I remembered to use it. Bernie, you are a box of Fruit Adventure Tic Tac running for a position on the Halloween Candy Council.
Friends, allies, and candidates who sat in this bowl year after year, we meet tonight not just to choose a new member of the Halloween Candy Council, but to decide whether our future is one of cautious hope or one overshadowed by hidden dangers. I know what you're thinking. I'm a Fruit Adventure Tic Tac, the weird little box that shows up at the bottom of your auntie's purse when you're desperately waiting for her at the bank. I'm the oddball, the status quo standby that rolls out when nothing else makes sense. But let's face it, in times like these, even the oddest oddballs have a role to play. This year, we face an opponent more insidious than any rival we've ever seen before. My opponent, literal poison and violence. They're not just the idea of something different, but the kind of danger your parents used to warn you about. Yeah, I'm talking razor blades hidden in your candy. So here I stand, a box of tiny, awkward mints that no one really loves, but no one really hates. I'm not here to be a showstopper or the hero. I'm here to be a voice that says we can do better. We don't need a world where we chase risky illusions or allow hidden dangers to infiltrate the celebration that is this council. We need to reclaim our space with something steady, something weird but reliable. And that's me, a box of Tic Tacs and the unexpected flavors of pineapple, banana, passion fruit, and mango. Mm. Thank you.
Yeah, well done. Oh, yeah, kinda.
Passion fruit.
Yes, full of passion fruit. It's always nice when we get candidates that just urge us to just vote. Just, I'm not special.
You're just not take gonna, it easy for 4 years, you know?
You're not going to enjoy me, but you're not going to hate me. Oh, what a time we live in. thank you, Bernie. Jacqueline, let's wrap up some campaigning so I can cry all the way through Tuesday. let's hear your speech. You are last night's Halloween costume, running for a position in regular rotation for someone's wardrobe.
Hello. I have never run for anything before, but I think I would make a very good addition to the everyday outfit rotation, and here's why. Oh, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. For anyone who I haven't had a chance to meet yet, hello, I am Scary Clown Whore. I guess you could say I'm most well known for my colorful tutu-esque skirt, polka dot bodice, thigh-high rainbow socks, menacing face paint, and fat, juicy tits. I don't think I need to convince you that this outfit is sick as hell. And I mean, look, you could switch it up. You can mix and match. Like for daytime, you know, we could still do the menacing face paint, but with brown eyeliner for a more natural look. Date night, we could add some pearls, a sassy little crossbody bag, some balloons. This really does work for every occasion. Cousin's wedding, nephew's bris. People love a hoary big tit clown. Just ask Brett Stoltz.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. it's good for any occasion. thank you, Jacqueline. It's segment four. Oh, the show is approaching an end. I guess it must, as all things do. Now I'm sad again. It's Angry Poem. Poetry is a beautiful expression of the soul of the reader. Anger is a powerful expression of the dissatisfaction of the screamer. Combine them both, and you get a mouth dance of rage scream. Has it made both pieces worse by combining them? Or have the two finally found their ultimate form? I think that's for you to decide in Write an Angry Poem About It. So in Write an Angry Poem About It, you've been asked, not surprisingly, to write some angry poems about the following subjects, Brett Stoltz. Let's hear your angry poem about dummies.
Ugh.
Oh, shit. All right.
You guys don't get me. This is art.
Mm-hmm.
Die, mummy. Die, dummy, die. I know my poetry. Ugh. Lifeless automaton. Die, dummy, die. Flaccid limbs. Die, dummy, die. Back to the box from whence you came, dad.
Oh.
Die, dummy, die.
Oh.
Hurt my neck on that one.
Yeah, that'll do. Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, all right.
Short and sweet, baby.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Did somebody say poetry bangs? Yeah. That's what I heard. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got your poetry. Covers one of my eyes. I'm super mysterious. Dad.
It's the Cure, Dad. Okay, I love them. Sorry.
You wouldn't know anything about them. They came out when you were young. We might accidentally bond. I don't like him anymore, Dan! Get out of my room. No, leave the chicken strips, then get out of my... Sorry. I'm just...
Flashback.
I just enjoy... I enjoy your character. Dino Nuggies. thank you, Brett. Bernie, we've heard an angry poem about dummies. Let's hear an angry poem about mummies.
To a horrible mummy. This poem is in regards to your decision in my best interest, with outcomes I truly detest. So when you lay your head to rest tonight, I hope you remember your baby's true plight. I deserve yummy inside my tummy, yet here I sit, snackless and crummy. You said no sweets, they'll rot your teeth. But what's a boy to do with a life so brief? I beg for chocolate, sherbet, and fudge, but you, dear mummy, refuse to budge. Oh, the tragedy of this cruel denial. A war on treats. You should be sent to trial. Do you see my pout? My eyes, they glisten. This is a protest. I hope you will listen. Tomorrow I'll wake with a scowl so deep, for I'll dream of sweets that I couldn't keep. So when your tea tastes bitter and dry, remember your sweet little son with a dramatic sigh. All I wanted was a life that's sweet and sunny, and you've gone and ruined it all, you horrible mummy.
Oh, nice. Nice.
You see, I'm a petulant British boy?
Yes.
You guys get that? Or? Yes.
I appreciate the different angle taken on mummy. Well done.
Thanks.
You don't have to take the first thought. Brett, no, I'm just sorry. I have a habit of shitting on Brett in this show. I really super appreciate and enjoy what he does, but it just feels right.
It's my lot in life. It's fine.
Thank you, Bernie. So good, so good. Jacqueline, we've heard an angry poem about dummies. We've heard an angry poem about mummies. Let's hear your angry poem about gummies.
Hey, gummies, you big dummies, you got me too high on my Spirit Airline flight. I only had one, but that drug-sniffing dog looked at me and I thought, well, better put these in my butthole. Uh-oh, it's melting in my guts, and I think I have an hour till I start to go nuts. The plane is boarding, and I'm ignoring the man next to me who's already snoring. Why does this man stink so bad? And why does my brain think so sad? Why is everybody looking at me? And why is this guy covered in pee? Why did I book economy class? And why did I put 12 gummies up my ass?
I mean,
when is your book of poetry coming out? Oh my god.
Oh, I mean, I don't know that the dog wouldn't sniff that, so I think you were right. I think you made the right call.
Yeah, they dissolve so fast.
Oh, yeah.
The line wasn't even long.
Just so it's clear to everyone here and at home, the Stab Comedy Show and Theater do not necessarily endorse boofing gummies. I mean, not going to yuck your yum, but but we can't say yes. That brings us to segment 5, the end of the gosh darn show. But no, there's still segments to be done, so it's not over until we're done with this. You'll get it. It's location, location, location. An entrepreneurial spirit. I'm having a hard time with words tonight. An entrepreneurial spirit will take a person lots of places. Satisfaction of helping out their community town. Warm feeling of accomplishmentville, and of course, constant stress-lahoma. But we're not doing Department of Tourism right now. This is location, location, location. And in location, 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 you three are starting businesses in a location that might not be ideal for said location. But it's your job to convince us why we should patronize your businesses anyway. I don't know, Brett. I'm sorry.
I was like, man, did I piss off Jesse with this one?
This one just sounded fun. Show me how it wasn't. Brett, you sell bug out bags to mountain ranges. I don't know.
Can you just say that one more time so everybody can...
Brett Stultz, you sell bug out bags. We all understand the concept of bug out bags. I don't know. To mountain ranges, things that don't usually go places. I don't know. Go ahead.
May not look like much, but this here bag is resilient. Is it as resilient as a mountain that has been shaped by the slow but ever so steady progression of time? Well, no.
That would be an engineering feat that would make me a gajillionaire. Or maybe it would make me God. No, this here bug out bag has everything a burgeoning mountain range needs to get by in dark times. Pebbles, rocks, stones, dirt, smaller pebbles, tiny rocks, even smaller stones, a jam, a protein bar, and a bottle of Dasani water to help wear down its sharp edges. Sure. No, this bag won't save any human lives, but it will keep those beautiful stoic masses of the Earth's crust jutting out from the ground for countless millennia.
Oh, well, you know what? Still sounds useful. Thank you, Brett. Hey, Brett Stoltz, where can people get more of what it is you do outside of the very specific confines of this episode of The Stab Show?
That would be at thepopocalypse.com.
Oh, and you've got a the in front of it?
I know.
God.
I'm just that guy. Yeah. No.
Oh, how about you throw a fucking dash in it and make it completely unreachable? Sorry. I apologize.
I'm going to go cry in my car now.
Oh, awesome. The Pop Apocalypse, spelled just like it sounds.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Just take a wild guess.
Yeah, check it out. Awesome. Wonderful, as always, to have you, Brett.
Thank you. Thank you.
Despite everything that I say during an episode, I promise it is. Bernie, let's hear your sales pitch for your new business. You run a high-end boutique delivery service for revenge gifts.
Good afternoon, teachers, parents, and bright-eyed students. We want to thank Jacobson Elementary School for having us at the annual Scholastic Book Fair. I know you were probably here for books and bookmarks, maybe even some cool erasers shaped like dinosaurs. But instead, you found me. I can see the confusion, and I'm right there with you. I thought I had taken a wrong turn, but I just got off the phone with my supervisor, who said, "It's sales, you ass butthead. Make it work." So with that in mind, I'm here on behalf of Retribution Express, the premier high-end boutique service delivery for revenge gifts. Now, before the PTA confiscates my business cards, hear me out. Even at your age, life isn't always fair. Maybe your best friend borrowed your favorite toy and forgot to return it. Or maybe, just maybe, you were promised unlimited screen time only to be met with bedtime. We deliver justice with a touch of class, perfect for those kindergarten-level betrayals. Who among us hasn't dreamed of sending a glitter-filled, "I know what you did with my crayons," surprise that politely hints at playground revenge? Now, if your parents only gave you enough for 3 erasers and a pencil topper, I understand, but don't you worry. At Retribution Express, we believe in accessibility. We offer pricing plans to fit every single allowance. With our Little League grievance package, you can send a mildly sassy note for just a handful of quarters. Need to make a bigger statement? Our Gold Star Revenge Bundle will have that playground rival remembering who's boss, complete with ethically sourced glitter. Don't ask. So while the book fair may be full of tales of heroes and adventures, let me just say, if any of your stories need a sequel where justice is served with a dash of humor, you know where to find me. Now back to those sticker packs, kids.
Hey, well done. Well done. So good. It's just glitter all the way down. There's nothing you can't put in a box with glitter that'll just pop out of it. Sorry.
Destroy lives and cars.
Yeah. Oh, don't open it in the car. Bernie! So good to have you. Thanks for joining us. How can people enjoy more Bernie out in the wild?
Yeah, everything I do, strategic consulting and facilitation, and I that is my craft, so you could say it's creative as well.
Yeah.
And you can go on Instagram. I'm Bernew, which is Bernie, but with a U instead of an I, because one time I was bowling, and that's what I typed in by mistake.
Sometimes it's the small things that we keep with us forever. Well, wonderful. Good to have you. So good, Bernie. Jacqueline, how about you close out this whole gosh darn program? Like I needed to tee you up this hard. Jacqueline, you own a chain of mall kiosks offering anal bleaching for pets.
Hello, sir. Can I see your dog's butthole? Ma'am, your dog's butthole. Sir, may I interest you in a... Another mid-morning, midweek shift at the anal bleachery kiosk that I own, of which there are many. My dad said it was a bad investment, but what does he know? We're no contact now. His choice. Ma'am, would you like a free sample? No, stop! Don't drink that! That's pet-safe anal bleach, you dumb bitch! Well, are you going to pay for that? It would have been a free sample if you use it on your cat's asshole as intended, instead of gobbling it up like a little piggy. I just can't catch a break. This was my dream. Whoa, that guy has an iguana on his shoulder. Excuse me, sir, I have a question about your iguana. Can I see its cloaca? Wow, that's dingy. Wait, don't go. Please, one session, on the house. I can make your iguana's hole sparkle like a teenager's. A teenage iguana, weirdo. Okay, there you go. Good as new. Hey, tell all your friends that you got your pet's pooter bleached at Jesse Jones's House of Holes.
Finally my dream. And Stab is over. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you. And, of course, a special thank you to our amazing panel, Brett Stultz, Bernie Bakhtashian, and Jacqueline Wyan. Hey, want to catch the Stab Show live as it happens? All you got to do is come on down to Stab Comedy Theater or tune into Stab TV Friday nights at 7:30 and job done. Or, if you'd prefer to take the Stab Show with you wherever you go, all you got to do is subscribe to the show via the podcast provider of your choice. Share, review, these are doable things too. But unfortunately, that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, reminding you to start making that stuffing to put under your pillow for Gobbles Von Breadcrumbs, so he'll be sure to leave brown and serve rolls in your shoes for Thanksgiving. Good night. Thank you, guys. So good. So good.